This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. It is going to be a nice day today. It's going to be cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers. You don't mind a little rain. It might be good. Chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon or a high today in the low 80s. Relatively warm day, but not unreasonably so. The North Carolina NAACP and other activists will gather in Raleigh for the 7th Moral Monday protest. It's all set to take place outside the General Assembly building at 5 p.m. today. NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber announced the rally will focus on environmental and health care issues today.
A win is Moral Monday everywhere in this state and across this nation getting attention. The issues being raised. I heard that there's a poll out the legislature is what down below 25% because North Carolinians did not elect people for this. Nobody will tell you I elected somebody to take my Medicaid. I elected somebody to take my unemployment. They got snookered.
Despite a tornado watch and heavy rains, clergy members from across the state led last week's protest. The group's demonstrations against policies of the Republican-controlled legislature have grown in size each week since the movement's birth in late April. One Moral Monday drew more than 1,600 people by some estimates. The number of arrests now totals more than 300. Witness Wednesday, commemorating the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights activist Medgar Evers, also took place last week. 8 people were arrested inside the state building, including Durham City Council member Steve Shule. Local leaders in Orange County have been outspoken about their support for the Moral Monday protest. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton was the first to be arrested at a recent rally. Carborough Alderman Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, Sammy Slade, and Chapel Hill Town Councilmember Donna Bell all followed. Orange County Commissioners Penny Rich, Mark Dorison, and Bernadette Pelissier have been in attendance at several protests, as well as Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education members Mia Burrows and James Barrett. The new director of the Chapel Hill Public Library, Susan Brown, says an additional hours of operations are being restored to the library. She wants public feedback in the process. The library's 30-second survey, running through Tuesday, is asking when patrons would like to see the additional hours added to the schedule.
And then we ask folks to rank, and that's what's really important, is to rank which hours would be most important for them to be added back in. So we have Saturdays, Sundays, weekday mornings, and weekday evenings. So they can simply go rank them 1 through 4, and then we have a little comment area where if they want to just make any comments and generally about after hours, they can do so.
The Chapel Hill Town Council recently approved an additional $244,000 in library funding to keep the library open 64 hours a week. The newly expanded facility had been cut down to 54 hours when it reopened in the spring due to the building's higher operating expenses. Brown says the goal is to put 6 hours back into the schedule soon, and then the survey will help determine when the rest should be added.
In my position here now, I really want to start more conversations with our users because this is their library. So this is one way, you know, it's not going to be the answer, but it's going to help us get to a really good, informed answer.
There are also paper copies at all service points in the library. For a link to the online survey, you can read the article on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at besttile.com.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Orange County leaders added $3 million in funding for the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools to the budget last week, but school officials say they're still struggling to close the gaps left by state budget cuts. WCHL's Elizabeth Frent has details.
Orange County commissioners dug into reserve funds and decided to raise the Chapel Hill Carborough Special District tax rate last week, all to find more money to help local schools weather the cuts proposed in the state budget. Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board member James Barrett says the county budget will help cover some significant funding gaps.
I think what this does is it gives us some money to cover those mandatory items and basically keep the level of service about where it is now, which is down from what it was several years ago, based on state cuts in particular. So it's not where we want it to be, but we live with it this year.
Chapel Hill Carborough officials were worried that the county manager's recommended budget fell $4.6 million shy of what they asked for, leaving the district without the money to open the new Northside Elementary. The decision to raise the school district tax by 2 cents will generate the $2 million needed for Northside. Commissioners also allocated $1 million in reserve funds to the district, leaving $1.6 million of the school system's budget requests unfunded. Barrett says school board members will have to weigh some tough choices as the budget process continues.
We talked about some of the trade-offs that we might have to make, whether that be teacher assistance, which is what the state is proposing, or freezing salaries, or increasing class sizes. The board will continue to talk about that as we have final numbers and make some decisions about what's most important to us.
Budget proposals in the legislature could cut funding for teaching assistants in second and third grade classrooms. Chapel Hill Carborough schools could lose as many as 37 teaching assistants or spend up to $1.3 million to retain those positions. The state's push to lift the cap on class size could also take a bite out of the local budget if district leaders decide to pay for additional teachers to improve the student-to-teacher ratio. School officials had hoped to offer all staff a $500 bonus since the state budget is not likely to include a pay raise, but that money could be reallocated to cover other shortfalls. In one piece of good news for the district, county leaders agreed to spend $600,000 in the next fiscal year and approximately $4.3 million over the next 3 years to build a 6-classroom science wing at Culbreth Middle School. And although county commissioners were not able to fully fund the school board's request, Barrett says next year's budget represents a good compromise.
It's certainly a challenge, and I'm glad that the commissioners were willing to step forward with some funding and some new revenues. I wish that we'd gotten more to do for our kids, but I understand the constraints they're under, and I'm glad we reached some sort of middle ground.
The Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board last week asked administrators to return with a full list of possible reductions to consider. The school board will schedule a special work session to discuss the state and local budget sometime in July, ahead of the formal vote to adopt the budget on July 18th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news on the way at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. Right now, time to take a look at your traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. Well, not much happening in the way of traffic this morning. Not so far. That's because it's so early. Hardly any cars out there in the roadways. But when that changes, of course, Rand Northam will be in here to talk about traffic. And he will be keeping a close eye on it all morning long in WCHL. So, get out there and drive to your heart's content this morning. Just be a little extra careful because things will be picking up a little bit, as they always do. But right now, everything is basically copacetic. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Southern Season. Visit Southern Season today for 15 to 75% off store-wide during their great summer sale. Going on now through July 4th, when they'll end the sale with their first ever red, white, and blue party at University Mall in Chapel Hill, or go online at southernseason.com. Well, it is going to be cloudy all day. 50-50 chance of showers, chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. A high today on the low 80s, 70 degrees right now. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, and dropping to a 20% chance of showers after midnight. Overnight low about 68. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, probably 80%, and the high tomorrow in the low 80s. Also an 80% chance of rain tomorrow night with a low about 68. And on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms, and high around 80 degrees. 6:18, 18 minutes after 6, at WCHL. And time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Toys R Us has an announcement.
They're having a buy one, get one sale.
This week, buy one, get one 50% off all Lego construction sets. Over 300 to choose from between online and in-store. Plus, buy one, get one for 99 cents all Skylanders, Spyro's Adventure single-figure packs with price match on everything.
Toys R Us. Why shop anywhere else for toys? Why?
Excludes Castle and Technic. Discounted items with equal or lesser value cannot be combined with any other offer. See Toys R Us for details.
What's the best way to transform your next gathering or event?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom-made T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Whether a big game, reunion, charity fundraiser, with Custom Ink, any occasion becomes a memorable event.
Thanks, Custom Ink!
On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. CustomInk.com.
Top 10 signs your local news team is drunk. Here we go. Number 10. Whenever somebody says Obama, they all do a shot of Jaeger. Number 9. As temperatures drop, so do the weatherman's pants. And number 8. Trouble pronouncing gubernatorial. Number 7. Cool news, the theme replaced with Grand Funk Railroad's greatest hits. Number 6. Constantly shouting our top story, I'm effing wasted. Number 5. Can barely hear the news over the sound of the blender. Number 4. Business attire replaced with hilarious It's Happy Hour Somewhere T-shirts. Number 3, program interrupted by delivery of party ice. Number 2, it's just 30 minutes of horseplay. And the number 1 sign your local news team is drunk, anchorman and anchorwoman strip naked and play This Just In.
David Letterman, top 10 list on WCHL. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight. His guests will be Bill O'Reilly, actress Greta Gerwig, and Quadron. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Fans Incorporated.
It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by AT&T Wireless. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. North Carolina State's Carlos Rodon threw a complete game to lead the Wolfpack past the Tar Heels 8-1 yesterday. In Carolina's College World Series opener in Omaha, Nebraska, it was not a way to get started. With the loss, UNC heads to the elimination bracket. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
Carlos Rodon, considered by many to be the likely first pick in next year's MLB draft, scattered 5 hits, struck out 8, and held the overall number 1 national seed hitless into the 5th inning. Here's UNC head coach Mike Fox.
You can see his dominance today, just how good that kid is. Just complete dominance, really. Proud of our team, obviously, for there at the end, but too little, too late. But, you know, he's really good, and he was too good for us today.
Chaz Frank scored for UNC off a double by Landon Lassiter in the ninth.
Lassiter, well hit ball through the gap in right center field, and the Tar Heels are on the move. The ball rolls all the way to the wall before Fincher gets to it, and there's the first Tar Heel run of the 2013 College World Series.
But Rodon ended the threat by forcing two infield groundouts to end the game. Kent Emanuel started for UNC and continued his postseason problems, allowing a leadoff walk to Trey Turner in the first inning. Turner eventually scored, and the Wolfpack would go up 1-0.
Line drive into left field. Turner was moving on contact, and he'll move around third, and he'll come in to score. The Wolfpack have an early 1-0 lead on a two-out RBI single off the bat of Terrence Sine.
After retiring the Wolfpack in the second inning, Emmanuel's troubles continued into the third, giving up five runs.
He takes his lead again. Now the pitch to the plate. Bouncing ball under the glove of Emmanuel and into center field. Adamitz will drive in Williams.
UNC made the pitching change with two outs and brought in Chris McHugh. Emmanuel threw for 2 2/3 innings, including 64 pitches and 2 strikeouts. Here's Emmanuel.
Just not making the pitches I need to. It's basically as simple as that. It's just, you know, the big spots like Sine in that first inning, 2 strikes, you know, I wanted to go away, and I did. I just needed it just a couple more inches to get the swing and miss rather than him able to, you know, get the cap on it and get a single like that. I think it's just been stuff like that, just not executing the big spots.
Carolina finished the game using 8 pitchers in total, tying the College World Series record for most pitchers used in a contest. The bright spots for the Heels included Brian Hulbertson, who had 2 hits, and Chris McHugh, who pitched 2 1/3 innings, struck out 3, and stopped the Wolfpack scoring run in the third inning. It was the right-hander's 7th scoreless relief appearance in his last 8 outings. Fox, though going deep into the bullpen, saved reliever Trent Thornton for possible use in Tuesday's elimination game set for 3 p.m. And as always, 97.9 FM and chapelboro.com will be broadcasting and live streaming all of the action. Local newscast at 1:30 hour, plus weather updates at the top of the hour. I'm Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, in that elimination game, Carolina will face number 4 seed LSU. The Tigers were upset by UCLA 2-1 in Sunday night's 8 o'clock game. So it's Carolina versus LSU tomorrow at 3 in the afternoon. San Antonio Spurs guard Danny Green, the former Carolina player, set an NBA Finals record for three-pointers on Sunday. He has 25 against Miami Heat. Green broke Bray Allen's 2008 mark of 22 in a final series with his 4th three-pointer of the night early in the third quarter of Game 5. He later added 2 more and finished with 24 points, shooting 6 of 10 from long range. It was the 4th time that the once unheralded swingman has hit at least 4 three-pointers in this series. Green is shooting 66% from three-point range this series after breaking the record. He'll try to add to his total in Game 6 coming up tomorrow night in Miami. Ray Allen, who now plays for the Heat, set the previous mark as a member of the Boston Celtics. The Spurs beat the Heat 114-104 on Sunday. And again, it is Spurs versus Miami tomorrow night, and that will be in Miami. So it'll be hard for the Spurs to win there, but they have 2 chances. 6:25. 25 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Time for the Osgood File.
The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The Obama administration is trying to reassure Americans that government eavesdroppers do not sit at computer terminals browsing their private conversations. White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough says on CBS's Face the Nation,
the president recognizes that he has a fundamental obligation to the American people, and that's to keep them safe. But he also swore an oath to uphold the Constitution.
More after this from Charlie.
In this moment, who has your back? An insurance company delivering excellence during your claims process? Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power and Associates. Let an auto owner's independent insurance agent have your back. But when the unthinkable happens, you get the claim service you deserve. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com.
More with less. More with
less. Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/more for less.
know that the NSA has been collecting the phone records of every American, basically the information on your bill. Now we're finding out how many actual conversations they listen to. According to a document sent by top intelligence officials to Congress over the weekend, it was fewer than 300 conversations last year, and all of them were flagged as having ties to foreign terrorist organizations. But Edward Snowden claimed that he could tap into any conversation. So CBS's Bob Schieffer put it to the White House chief of staff.
He claimed, for example, that he could listen in on anybody's conversation, including the president's. Did he overstate his ability to do these things?
It's surely my view that he did.
As to whether the program actually stops terrorist plots, Michigan Republican Mike Rogers, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, says newly declassified documents show that it has.
There are several dozen or more that we've disrupted plots that have saved Americans' lives and also our allies in excess of 20 countries.
But on NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Mark Udall, Democrat of Colorado, says that's not good enough for him.
I don't think collecting millions and millions of Americans' phone calls, now this is the metadata, this is time, place, to whom you direct the calls, is making us any safer. And I think it's ultimately perhaps a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
Now at AT&T, for a limited time, you can come in and get half off the newest smartphones. You know, the good stuff. When you trade in your current smartphone and sign a qualifying two-year agreement. So you can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and even the BlackBerry Z10 for $99.99. Until now, you probably figured you'd seen it all. And then when you're looking the other way, AT&T announces that they've got the latest, greatest smartphones for $99.99. It's true. You can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and the BlackBerry Z10 for $99.99 each when you use your trade-in value. Now from AT&T, rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Limited time offer, select locations, in-store only, subject to change. Purchase smartphone for $199.99 with two-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plans and receive $100 instant savings with qualified trade-in. 3 years or newer. Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit att.com/trade-and-save or store for offer details.
You know, getting older isn't easy. Chronic pain, balance issues, driving after dark. These are the challenges seniors face every day. At Home Instead Senior Care, we understand these battles and why they're so important to you. We're not babysitters or maids, nurses or taxi drivers. We are caregivers, dedicated to helping you maintain your independence. At Home Instead Senior Care, we know the battles you're facing. Call us at 919-933-3300 and find out why at Home Instead Senior Care, to us, it's personal.
The Orange County Municipal Solid Waste Landfill will permanently close on June 30th. There will be no more disposal of regular trash after June 30th, so it is more important than ever to recycle all you can. Solid Waste Convenience Centers provide a full suite of solid waste and recycling services for residents only. The landfill will still accept construction and demolition waste and separated metal, mattresses, appliances, tires, electronics, clean wood, and yard waste. The hazardous waste collection will continue to serve Orange County residents and small businesses too. For more details, call 968-2788. Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the Junk Kings. Swap, hauling, and removal services available now. Junk Kings well-trained staff will come and take care of all the loading and cleaning out of items like appliances, garbage, junk, construction materials, furniture, and more, without you needing to do a thing. And Junk King is green. They're passionate about the environment and recycle up to 60% of what they pick up. It's half off from Junk King. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All right, it's going to be a cloudy day today, and high today in the low 80s. Chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, maybe just showers, 50-50 chance of rain. Right now it is 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain, and then dropping to only a 20% chance after midnight. Overnight low about 68. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 80% chance of rain all day, and the same goes for tomorrow night, an 80% chance of rain.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. President Obama in Northern Ireland, where he just reminded a young audience.
Our histories are bound by blood and belief, by culture and by commerce. and our futures are equally inextricably linked.
The president's expected to stress what the U.S. and other industrial countries have in common when he meets with world leaders at the G8 summit shortly.
I'm Peter Mayer in Sligo, Ireland. The summit's World Trouble Spot focus is on Syria. President Obama will explain his decision to arm opposition forces there. That will likely be a source of tension when he meets separately with Russian President Putin. Other leaders are also expected to press Mr. Obama on the recently disclosed web and phone surveillance programs. The leaders will also discuss economic challenges, including trade and efforts to prevent international tax evasion.
That G8 summit takes place today and tomorrow. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock in WCHL. It's like a summertime morning. We have 70 degrees in Chapel Hill, 70. Look for a high today on the low 80s, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain all day, maybe a shower and maybe a thunderstorm, and an even bigger chance of rain coming tomorrow. The North Carolina NAACP and other activists will gather in Raleigh for the 7th Moral Monday protest set to take place today outside the North Carolina General Assembly at 5 p.m. NAACP State Chapter President and Protest Leader Reverend William Barber announced the rally will focus on environmental and health care issues.
A win is Moral Monday everywhere in this state and across this nation getting attention. The issues being raised, I heard that there's a poll out, the legislature is down below 25%. Because North Carolinians did not elect people for this. Nobody will tell you, I elected somebody to take my Medicaid. I elected somebody to take my unemployment. They got snookered.
Despite a tornado watch and heavy rains, clergy members from across the state led last week's protest. The group's demonstrations against policies of the Republican-led legislature have grown in size every week since the movement's birth in late April. One Moral Monday drew more than 1,600 people by some estimates. The number of arrests now totals more than 300. Witness Wednesday, commemorating the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights activist Medgar Evers, also took place last week. 8 people were arrested inside the state building, including Durham City Council member Steve Shule. Local leaders in Orange County have been outspoken about their support for the Moral Monday protest. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton was the very first to be arrested at a recent rally. Carborough Alderman Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, and Sammy Slade also arrested, as well as Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell. Orange County Commissioners Penny Rich, Mark Dorison, and Bernadette Pelissier have been in attendance at several protests, as well as Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education members Mia Burrows and James Barrett. Again, Moral Monday, again today, at the North Carolina General Assembly Building in Raleigh. The Chapel Hill Town Council will review towing regulations and the town's cell phone driving ban at a meeting tonight. Earlier this month, the North Carolina Supreme Court dissolved an injunction that had prevented the town from enforcing rules against predatory towing, as well as a total ban on cell phone use while driving. Now, both of those are set to go into effect next Monday, unless the council decides otherwise. When the council enacted Chapel Hill's cell phone driving ban in March of last year, it was the very first in the nation to prohibit the use of both handheld and hands-free devices behind the wheel. Last week, the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board wrote to the mayor in support of the ban, citing new research on the dangers of using hands-free devices while driving. However, opponents say the ban is an overreach of authority that leaves the town open to more lawsuits. The council will consider reviving an educational campaign on the ban that was delayed during litigation. The council will also hear the town manager's response to petitions regarding employee grievances and consider possible changes in how the Personnel Appeals Committee resolves conflicts involving town employees. The council meets at 7 o'clock tonight in council chambers at Town Hall. Governor Pat McCrory is calling for the North Carolina State Board of Education to re-examine its approach to standardized testing. And local school officials are also weighing in on how much might be too much. Chapel Hill Carborough City School Executive Director of Testing and Program Evaluation, Diane Vilwalk, says each school is given a series of standardized tests as required by the federal government.
These include reading, math, and science for 3rd through 8th grades, along with one test for each of those subjects in high school.
This year, for the first time, the state added the measures of student learning. That was a large increase in a number of tests. So for the Chapel Hill District, we went from handling 10,000 exams a year ago to handling 26,000 exams this year.
According to a report from WRAL, 30 new tests were given to public school students in grades 4 through 12 this past school year, bringing the total number of standardized tests to 194. McCrory says teachers should be given more time to teach, not preparing students for test after test. But Vilwalk says measures of student learning, or MSLs, are being used in place of, not in addition to, comprehensive final exams for high schools.
We're talking about chemistry at the high school. They used to have a chemistry final exam, and only now we're using a state version rather than a district version.
Vilwalk says the increase in the number of tests for students is at the middle school level, where comprehensive final exams previously did not exist.
And so for them, I think it felt much more like an add-on than it felt like at the high school.
With a new system in place, Vilwalk says McCrory's opinion should be taken into consideration, but it's too early to make any definitive conclusions.
I don't disagree that we need to look at this. Anytime you do something large and new, it needs deep review. If he's putting it in the context of the kids are being given too many tests, perhaps I believe that at middle school, but I don't believe that at high school.
Vilwalk, with a new system in place, Vilwalk says she's concerned with the quality of the MSLs more than the quantity.
Improve the quality of the MSLs, so get to where that, you know, teachers look at those as a good representation of their content. And I think that part's really important.
Although the requirement for testing comes from the federal level, Vilwalk says the tests are made and reviewed by teachers and curriculum experts. WCHL News Time, 6:38, 22 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, today's commentary in the way from Jan Buta, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL.
Summer is finally here, and it's time for that well-deserved family vacation. The road is calling, and right now at Performance BMW, you can get exceptional offers, such as financing as low as 0.9% for up to an unbelievable 72 months on select certified pre-owned models, while other financing options are as low as 2.9% for up to 72 months, such as the 2010 BMW 328i for $384 per month.
Wow!
At Performance BMW, your options are virtually limitless. Performance BMW is known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service. BL1853. 72-month purchase at 2.9% APR. $2,500 due at signing, excludes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Based on selling price of $27,861. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for a specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at BestTile.com.
This is Phil Ford of the North Carolina Tar Heels, and you're listening to WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz. Good morning, Ron.
All right, Phil, 6:40, 10, 20 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Jan Buta. A lot has been said in recent years about all that is wrong downtown. Well, Frank is really something right. Please support it. This new gallery downtown is a wonderful place. Have you gone to see it? Art of all mediums, styles, and price ranges by renowned artists, all living here, is one thing you'll find. Program offerings with poets, musicians, a beekeeper, a great photographer, is another. And on these salon nights, diverse people enjoying refreshments, conversing with artists, making community a third. Town officers, volunteers, and philanthropists worked a year tirelessly to make Frank possible. No central location for encompassing the wealth of superior talent in Orange County had previously existed, nor any greater vehicle for downtown's resurgence. Frank's success and the chance for a healthy, vital Franklin Street with more majority appeal businesses depends on us. Our town's hallmark, famed quintessential college town Franklin Street, is visited by many each year, and along with our campus, the heart of Chapel Hill. Its return will benefit all. If you want it back, put some money behind that wish. Come downtown East Franklin and spend it. This is Jan Buda.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
All day and all night. 97.9 FM, WCHL, is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
Good morning, it is 6:42, 18 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
Inside Carolina Athletics. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The Carolina baseball team dropped its first matchup in the College World Series on Sunday afternoon to North Carolina State by a final of 8-1. Wolfpack pitcher Carlos Rodon pitched a complete game where he only allowed one run, and afterwards the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mike Fox, had plenty of good things to say about the Wolfpack starter.
As good as he is, you know, getting behind is one of the worst things you can do. It was evident of that today. We've been successful against them in the past. From a win-loss perspective, just because we've just been able to hang in there with them and match them, you know, on the mound on our side and just kind of outlast them. You can see his dominance today, just how good that kid is. Just complete dominance, really. Proud of our team, obviously, for there at the end, but too little, too late. But he, he's really good, and he was too good for us today.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So up next for Carolina, in the loser's bracket, the Tar Heels will play on Tuesday at 3 o'clock and try to work their way back into a College World Series finals.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina, of course, playing tomorrow, as he said, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Tar Heels taking on LSU, the number 4 seed in this College World Series. Tigers were upset by UCLA 2-1 in last night's 8 o'clock game. So it's Carolina versus LSU tomorrow at 3 o'clock. It won't be easy from this point on getting started with a loss in the College World Series, but it's still possible. So Tar Heel fans, hang in there. 6:45 at WCHL, 15 minutes until 7 o'clock. Good morning, this is Ron Stutz. Coming up, your look at traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee, we guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers, good to go. Baseball, the sound of summer.
I love it, Ron, at all levels, from the little league to Class A to the bigs.
Hey, Freddie, I have a trivia question for you for a change. How's a great game of baseball like our great local company, Fitch Lumber and Hardware?
All right, Ron, I'll take a swing at that. Fitch Lumber and Hardware offers a great experience at all levels, too. Not only for the professional contractor, but for the weekend amateur with home projects large and small.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware, right here in downtown Carrboro.
Play ball!
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
We're speaking with Stephen Lair of Homestead Senior Care.
When people think about Homestead Senior Care, I want them to think these people are part of the solution. These people are local. They're doing their best to help. It's a big issue that we're facing with aging in this country and in this community. We're bound and determined that we're going to make a difference here.
If someone wants to find out more about Homestead Senior Care, what's the first step they should take?
Well, you can go to homestead.com. Our local website has got a ton of different resources and links to our blog and the different things that we're talking about and are a part of in the community. That's the first way. Or you can call us up at 919-933-3300, and we'd love to plug you into what we're doing here in the local community.
They always say that if you don't want to work, find something you're really passionate about, that you really enjoy doing, and then you never have to work a day in your life. That seems to fit you as well as anybody I know.
That's right. It sounds very familiar. That's the advice my dad gave me. He said, find something you love doing, and then figure out how to make a living at it. And as long as you never get those two things confused, you'll be a happy man. That's where I find myself. We love what we do. We love being able to tell our families and our friends at the end of the day that we made a difference. And that's the biggest part of Homestead Senior Care, is we want to make a difference. We talked about that before, about this sense of community that Chapel Hill seems to possess. And that's what Homestead works to be a part of. We want to be a part of this community. We want to help enrich the community, whether or not it's through education and through getting information out there about what people are struggling with, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and so many different things that are affecting all of us, or providing actual service to help alleviate some of those problems. But either way, we want to be a part of the solution, and we want to feel like at the end of the day we made a difference in Chapel Hill.
Our job is to keep people independent and living life on their own terms as long as possible. And we do any number of things, but the goal is to keep people living life on their own terms.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. And now, with a look at your morning traffic on WCHL, he's been busy for hours, ladies and gentlemen. He's just stepping into the studio right now, but ran north of us here. Rand, how was your weekend, buddy?
Excellent weekend.
How was your birthday?
It was great. It was outstanding.
He turned another year older on Saturday, and I'm sure that his brand new bride, Randy, did something special for him over the weekend.
She took very good care of me. Yes, she did. And we're going to see Michael Bublé coming in October, I believe.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So you got tickets as well.
What? I'm sorry?
She always gets you tickets to
a concert
or something.
She does. Always surprises me, and this time she gave me a 007 Skyfall on Blu-ray.
Uh-huh.
And then she saved the tickets for later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So she, surprised me that way. So.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, that's good, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations on being another year older. And
thank you.
The first birthday you've had as a married man.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Way to go, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, well, what's happening in traffic this morning?
Well, traffic is looking good this morning. 15501, NC54, I-40, the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to dial. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
All right. Hey, thanks very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you again about a half an hour from now.
Sounds good. Thank you.
It is time now for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather forecast, brought to you by Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. From major repairs to simple oil changes for imports, domestics, and hybrids, whatever you drive. With four convenient locations in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Durham, ChapelHillTire.com. It is 70 degrees right now. A little warm this morning, actually. Cloudy with a
50-50 chance of showers, chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms, and our overnight low in the upper 60s. But listen to tomorrow's forecast. 80% chance of rain, mostly cloudy all day, maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms, probably in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the low 80s, but again, 80% chance that it's going to rain, and that same holds true for tomorrow night, 80% chance with a low around 68. Then on Wednesday, a little better, 50% chance of rain with a high about 80. Wednesday night, much the same, and then partly cloudy even on Thursday. So not great weather here over the next few days. Today might be the best day of the week with a 50% chance of rain. So don't know about you, but don't really like the sound of that too much. 651 at WCHL. Coming up next, celebrity birthdays.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Ladies and gentlemen, actor Peter Lupus is 81 years old today. Actor William Lucking, 72. Singer Barry Manilow is 70 years old today. Never one of my favorites, but a really talented guy. 70 years old today. He's still out there singing, too. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich is 70 years old today. Comedian Joe Piscopo is 62. Did a great impression of Frank Sinatra on Saturday Night Live. Always remember that. Actor Mark Lynn Baker, 59 years old today. Movie producer, director, writer Bobby Farrelly is 55. Actor Thomas Hayden Church turns 52 today. Actor Greg Kinnear is 50. Olympic gold medal speed skater Dan Jansen, 48 years old today. Actor Jason Patrick is 47. Will Forte, the actor comedian, is 43. He was also on Saturday Night Live. Latin pop singer Paulina Rubio is 42. Tennis player Venus Williams turns 33 today. And actor Damani Roberts is 17. Got a local celebrity celebrating a birthday today, and she will get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores on Fernald Boulevard and at Metamont. Alicia Stemper. Alicia Stemper has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Alicia. Make it a big celebration. And Alicia is going to get that $10 gift card from UPS stores. They always enjoy taking care of their customers. 6:53 at WCHL, 7 minutes until 7 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kiger walking into the studio.
What's up, dude?
Come on in, buddy.
Hope everybody is well out there in Pittsburgh, Carrboro, Hillsboro, Chapel Hill, Orange
Stem,
County.
Bahama.
Yeah. Saxobahall.
Yeah.
Swepsonville.
Yeah. Always got to put those two together.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Graham. Hall River. Bynum.
Oh, well, we're leaving out. I know. Well, Cary.
Yeah.
Apex.
I'm going to all the outlying areas this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody in White Cross. Let's not forget White Cross.
White Cross, exactly. You just play softball.
Say hello to everybody in White Cross.
There you go.
Yeah, White Cross has got it happening, man. It's got it going on out there.
It's nice out there.
It's great.
Tell you what, the Saturday afternoon things at Saxopa Hall that Tommy Lagarde and his family and a lot of nice folks out there in Saxopa Hall put on a wonderful event out at the old post office and the old mill there, Saxopa Hall. Food. Food is our question today.
All right.
And, of course, and folks, I am not food savvy as Ron, my dear friend, can attest.
I'm not food savvy either. I'd like to eat it.
Yeah, well, there's one phrase here, folks. I'm not even going to attempt. I'm going to spell it.
All right.
What dish, named for a famous general, is cooked in F-O-I-E-G-R-A-S? Foie gras? I don't know.
Always in trouble.
I'm so sorry, folks. F-O-I-E-G-R-A-S. Mushrooms.
Foie gras.
And puff pastry.
Well, you know, it's a shame. Where's Deborah Miller when you need her?
What dish named for a famous general is cooked in F-O-I-E-G-R-A-S, mushrooms, and puff pastry?
Yeah.
Do you know it?
I'm not really sure.
It's kind of a strange-looking thing when you see it, particularly when it's all cooked together.
All right.
But the minute you hear the name of this, you go, oh, yeah, okay. What food named from a famous general has those ingredients?
929-WCHL is your number to call if you know this culturally enlightening question.
Yes, culinarily a delight.
Yes. We can call Adam Rose, El Paleo Restaurant.
That's right.
At Siena Hotel. He'll be able to tell you the answer to that.
All right.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jay Freeman was recently honored by the Interfaith Council for his enormous contributions. Here's John Dorward, Associate Director of the IFC.
Jay came to us a number of years ago, and he had ended up getting into being homeless, and he was kind of down, and we gave him a nice, safe place to stay to be able to work on some of the issues that he had, and he worked his way through those with the help of the staff and quite a few of the volunteers who worked down at Community House, and Jay turned things around. And he has since started off volunteering with us, and he's been a board member for us, and he is now a part-time staff member.
Jay Freeman is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Now, Jay actually was an inspiration during the recent IFC 50th anniversary celebration by telling a little bit about his story.
Jay is one of those people who just continues to fight, just continues to move forward all the time, no matter what life throws at him. He's not going to give up, and the end result is that he's back out on his own and has been for quite a while now and is out there making his own way again.
Jay Freeman is very instrumental in the operation of the Interfaith Council.
Jay actually works as a part-time manager down at Community House, so he comes in and works shifts and spends the overnight and those sorts of things just to make sure that everybody else is doing all right and doing what they're supposed to be doing. He's been through the program. He understands what it takes to be able to make progress in the program and to successfully complete the program. So he's somebody that the other guys that are maybe a little bit newer to the program or maybe haven't quite turned that corner yet, they can look to Jay and they can talk to Jay, and he can talk from experience, and Jay can tell them what it took and what he's done. So he spends a lot of time volunteering for us still. He's still there on a regular basis. He helps out in the community kitchen. So he's great to have around.
And Jay Freeman is blessed with a lot of musical talent as well.
Jay is a great singer. You heard his voice. Anybody who was at the 50th when he was speaking, I mean, you know, he's got that nice deep voice that you and I would love to have. And he's absolutely wonderful. He's a great singer and has always had his music to fall back on, and it's always been there for him.
There's no question Jay Freeman is an inspiration to others who want to turn their lives around.
He really is. He's a lot of fun to be around, and he is an inspiration to everybody else. I mean, all the other guys. He is something.
Our thanks to John Dorward of the IFC for telling us more about Jay Freeman, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning, it is 6:58, a couple of minutes until 7 o'clock.
Folks, we asked for the food name for a famous general that included several ingredients.
Uh-huh.
Mushrooms, puff pastry, and F-O-I-E-G-R-A-S.
Uh-huh.
Beef Wellington.
Whew. Hey, you know what? Jeff Mallett was not fooled for a minute. He knew the answer right away. Jeff gets a swap trivia prize and gets $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the Junk Kings. It's half off, hauling, and removal services available now. Junk King's well-trained staff will come and take care of all the loading and cleaning out of items like appliances, garbage, junk, construction materials, furniture, and more, without you needing to do a thing. And Junk King is green. They're passionate about the environment and recycle up to 60% of what they pick up. It's half off from Junk King. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.biz.